Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled The Smugness Virus.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. I came across one biblical scholar who suggests that the Pharisee is not necessarily completely in the wrong, in the sense that he recognizes his good fortune in not being a thief or a rogue or an adulterer. It's not just that he's smug about it. Well, yes and no, because to accept that idea, we would have to forget that this is a parable and that Jesus has chosen his audience, people who trust in themselves and who are contemptuous of others. Still, it's worth bearing in mind that when we're very critical of the Pharisee, we risk falling into exactly the same error as his. If we identify with the tax collector, it mustn't be because we think of ourselves as being properly humble and recognizing our failings. What would that mean? Patting ourselves on the back, which is exactly what the Pharisee is doing. This isn't history. It's not journalism. These are not two identifiable individuals. They are types. And the chances are that at least some of the time, we're as much Pharisee type as tax collector type, as liable to give ourselves that gentle pat on the back when we compare ourselves with other people, as we are to simply, sincerely, straightforwardly admit our own failings. In fact, wouldn't you agree with me that where the Pharisee really goes wrong is in comparing himself with other people favourably? We need to let go of that temptation, the temptation to compare ourselves with this or that other person, this or that group, this or that lifestyle. We need to admit, as Jesus' imaginary tax collector does, we need to admit that we desperately need the mercy of God because we are sinners. And of course, there's a real risk that even when we admit that, we fall into the same trap. "Oh, look how humble I am." Because the minute you say that, you're right back with the Pharisee, absorbed in self-congratulation. Yeah, well, it's tricky, isn't it? But whoever said it's easy to be a good Christian? Whoever said it's no more difficult to keep your soul clean than to keep your hands clean? In the last couple of years, we've all got used to washing our hands much more thoroughly than we used to do before to keep the COVID virus at bay. And surely, it's way past time that we learn to be just as thorough with our souls. Because the smugness virus is one of the most potentially dangerous.